Hi, my name is Maysa Abu Zaid. I'm a stand-up comic. I describe myself as a legally blind Italian, Egyptian, Muslim female comedian learning sign language, which is the Australian Auslan. Beat that. That's a lot of boxes to fit.
It is a lot of boxes to fit, and we're going to fit them all into this interview here. Now, welcome, Mesa, first and foremost. Now, Mesa, can I just start by asking you the courses that you're studying and also how you selected your course and whether your vision impairment played a role in this process?
By selecting my La Trobe course that I'm doing a Bachelor of Arts, I did it through VTAC straight after year 12. And I also had, like, Vision Australia also assisted me in the process of going through VTAC and applying for the course. Like, for my disability isn't a disadvantage. It didn't. I just went for it and I did it. And also my course is very open to a lot of subjects. I'm not a nursing person, I'm not a science person, I'm not a business person. I'm more something got to do with talking and being with people, and also my theatre part of my course, and also the Italian part of my course, and to fit in a few spaces, I'm doing politics as well.
Just because you got so much spare time on your hands, obviously.
Totally. And then also I'm doing Auslan at Kangman Batman TAFE. And that's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. And how I found out about it was through the disability unit at La Trobe, because I really wanted to learn Auslan at La Trobe, and they had these short courses, and apparently they weren't suited for my disability because the lecturer is deaf, which didn't bother me. Oh, pardon me, that's just my watch going off. So the disability liaison officer, she suggested all these TAFE courses that were more appropriate to suit my disability as well, because they could provide all the tactile relays and interpreters and so forth, because they were used to having people with disabilities previously. And so then I decided, okay, at uni, it's all right. I could probably use the books in the bookshop, whatever. So I went and did it at TAFE. I was easygoing with that, and it like you could say my visual disability did impact, but in a way, I figured out a way of doing what I wanted to do.
And what support did you think that you would need before starting the course?
First thing I did when I got my offer to go to La Trobe, first thing I jumped to the moon. I think I got the news when I was at my parents' pizza shop that I got accepted to La Trobe, and we had customers in the pizza shop as well. And my mum was cuddling me. I was jumping up and down. I ran to the back. I called people. And then the second phone call I did was the disability unit at La Trobe as well, so that they could organize my books, my readings, make sure I contact my lecturer saying, hey, there's a blind chick here. You need to, like, make sure you PowerPoint presentations are emailed to me, all that kind of stuff. So then I did get a lot of support from the DLO at school, and the Auslan one, I made sure I contacted my DLO as well before I started, all that kind of stuff.
Right, and what about TAFE? Do you find a big difference between TAFE and uni?
The TAFE campus is a lot different, like any other institutions. I know, like, the policies are a bit different here and there, but they still provide the same things, like a note taker and stuff like that. You could say that there is a difference, but that's with every institution.
Right, and did you feel prepared for tertiary studies? I mean, once you left the pizza shop and stopped jumping to the moon, did you feel prepared, for your studies before you started?
No. I was not prepared at all.
Classic student story, that one, I
think. Not at all. I'm sorry. The summer holidays were like sleeping in and stuff. But I was not prepared. Like, I learned to read late when I was in school. Like, I learned to read when I was 15, like when I was in year 10 and stuff. And my skills weren't up to the standard of, like, the peers that I was in school with. And I, in year 12 and year 11, for my exams, I pretty much had a scribe. And, made a bit more difficult. So when I got to school to second, and when I got to sorry, I got when I got to uni, it was a totally different ball game, because you had to write 1,000-word assignments. The first thing I did, I crashed. But slowly, slowly, I got help from the DLO. They got me into tutoring, library assistance, and so forth. So then I gradually became prepared. And then this year, since I'm more, I know what my expectations are as a student, so I can meet them as well.
And do you find meeting them is easier with the adaptive technology that you use?
Yeah, it is. Like, at the moment, I'm using the Daisy thing. I don't know, Dolphin Easy Reader?
Is that
reader?
A technical term, the Daisy thing?
Yeah, I'm so evil with this. The Dolphin Easy Reader, I think it's Daisy or something. And it's basically, it's kind of like a book software, and this book just comes up on your computer.
Right.
And you can make the font as big as you like, and then as it will read, it will read sentence by sentence and it will highlight each sentence.
Right.
So then I get the, because since I have a little bit of sight and I use it so well, it will highlight, and so I get the visual stuff happening in my head to the word and the sentence structure of it, and that I can listen to it. And it's a lot quicker than me just reading it.
Yep.
And because one thing you're strapped at uni is like you have to do so much reading in 1 week. And then so then it helps having it, like getting the visual stuff and also hearing it as well. So it gets done a lot quicker.
Right, and are there other strategies that you've used to make your course accessible? Have you worked with other students and friends? Have you had volunteer readers? Or
I do get library assistance. It's mm-hmm. probably a little bit similar than volunteer readers, like, but they're library assistants, and they sometimes read books to me, and then they would find books in the library for me, like on the computer system, and then I'll go hunt it, and they'll run upstairs and get me the book.
Fantastic.
Then I'll come back down.
Do you have a whip?
Yeah, I'm like, run upstairs, kind of. And then they come and read me the book. And then I'm like, okay, that's relevant. And then I mark it with like a bit of paper or something. Then I borrow the book at the checkout, and then I scan it and stuff. But just finding a lot of books to write a 2,000-word assignment on Henry Ibsen is just a lot.
Right. And I understand that you have some work that you are pursuing outside of uni. Can you tell us a bit more about that? We're going to see you at the Comedy Festival at any time soon?
I did compete in Heat in Raw this year, but I didn't get through. Next year I'll give it another crack at it.
So I've got to stop that noise. It's my knee-jerk reaction. I'm sorry. Keep going.
It's all good. I'm all right. Yeah, I kind of, like on the summer holidays, I did a lot of volunteer work at VAS, the Victorian Arabic Social Services,
mm-hmm.
just to get a bit of work here and there and make sure that, like, I had to fill in so many acquittal forms. I'm like, I don't want to fill in not another one of those. But, yeah, it was good experience in getting into the workforce and stuff. And I, like, also with VAS, they have a project called Arab, the Anti-Racism Action Band. And they also founded me because when I was in year 10 and I had the most lowest self-esteem ever, they might find it a bit hard to believe. But, and then I started getting into writing, and originally they wanted me to do dancing, but it didn't quite work because the instructor was absolutely out of this world. Not good enough. Like, I'm not in a bad way, I mean.
Right.
And, So I decided to get into creative writing with this artistic director, and then slowly it was a monologue. It turned into a monologue, and I did that for like a year or so. And then I started doing character comedy on my mother. And then, yeah, it's great. My Italian mother, you can't go wrong. What can you do?
You got to do what you know, don't you? That's right.
And I started doing characters on that, and then that gradually turned into comedy. And so then since then I've been doing comedy with this project group that are run by VAS. But it's a lot of fun, and I'm really enjoying it. And last year I was given the opportunity to go to New York and perform at the Arab American Comedy Festival.
Fantastic.
That was great. Now I want to do comedy even more. It was such an amazing experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long were you over there for?
8 days in New York. Yeah. It was a really cool time.
Now, Mesa, finally, what advice would you give to other students with a vision impairment about to commence a tertiary course?
It's okay if you rock up and you don't know what to do, because then you'll know after the first semester, it will feel a lot better. And also at uni, and also at TAFE probably, most definitely, is that you're not the only one there, and your disability does not stand out as much as it did in school, and you're like, one out of 100 sitting in a lecture theatre. And nobody, it's not that nobody really cares, just you don't stand out as much. Like, nobody really cares if you're the blind chick or the blind dude. It's just, it's cool. Like, you're more relaxed and it's a lot better environment, and you're a lot more accepted as a person when you're in tertiary study than you are when you were in school.
That's great advice. Mesa, thank you so much for joining us today.